So, rhythm in language. 75% of the world's languages are syllabic timed. 25%, like English, these languages are stress timed. Interestingly, what is going to happen to English as a result of this? Because much of the world's population is learning English, and they're learning English in a syllabic timed manner. For example, Hindi, many Indian languages are syllabic timed, and you have people who speak English as their first language, but with a syllabic timed pattern, and consequently it might be very difficult to understand an Indian English speaker, at least in the very beginning. So you can't so easily put one language as being stress timed and another as being syllabic timed. You have to think of it as a continuum, where some are more stress timed and some are more syllabic timed, and then there are some which are somewhere in between there. In syllabic timing, each syllable has the same time duration. This means that the pattern, the rhythm of the language will sound very different compared to a stress-time language. Usually, but not always, the stressed syllable in a stress-time language is the one containing new information. By changing the time taken to say any particular syllable in a stress-time language, the meaning might change. And this can be quite tricky indeed for a person who's learning English. Native speakers of English do it automatically, but the speaker, especially if the speaker's background is a syllabic time language, tries to learn a stress time language, then inevitably there'll be problems in rhythm.